Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
April skies are in your eyes, but darling, don't be blue. Don't cry. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Clouds in the sky should never make you feel that way. The rain will bring the violets of May. Tears are in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. Another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way.
Don't cry. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Clouds in the skies should never make you feel that way. The rain will bring the violets of May. Tears in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. As long as we will see it through, you'll have me and I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Don't cry.
Don't cry, don't cry.
Oh, honey, please don't be that way.
Oh, honey, please don't be that way.
Clowns in the skies,
dig those crazy skies,
should never make you feel that way.
So don't be that way.
Dig the rain.
Pitter-patter,
bring the violets of May.
Pitter-patter of the raindrops,
tears in vain,
tears, tears.
So honey, please don't be that
don't
way.
Don't be that way.
As long as we will see it through. Oh, baby, you and me, and I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day.
Tomorrow is another day.
don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Look at your baby, don't cry. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Stars in the sky should never make you feel that way.
Honey, please don't be that way. Oh, honey, please don't be that way.
No, I'll never be that way.
And welcome to I've Heard That Song Before. And our first song of the day was brought to us by those jazz greats, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, she of the wonderful voice and he of the brilliant trumpet. That was taken from a series of recordings that they made for the Verve label back in 1957. The song was Don't Be That Way, written by Benny Goodman, Mitchell Parrish, and Edgar Sampson. A big hit for Benny Goodman and beautifully rendered for us this morning by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we are going to be listening to some wonderful singers, as you've just heard, some great small jazz groups, and a few big bands that were around at the time. And we are going to listen now to a small jazz group and to a big band. We'll go to 1944. To a band led by vibraphonist Red Norvo. Red Norvo was a multi-talented musician. He played vibraphone, xylophone, and piano. He had his own big band in the 1930s, and it was a very fine one. He had a career that certainly went on for many decades. And he's joining us this morning with his all-star sextet. He's joining us, as we would expect, on the vibraphone. Aaron Sachs is on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Slam Stewart on bass, Remo Palmieri on guitar, and Eddie Dell on drums. They'll bring us a song from the pens of the great songwriting team of George and Ira Gershwin. Those gorgeous melodies and those delightful lyrics. We'll hear them with the song The Man I Love, Red Norvo and his all-star sextet. And then to our big band. Well, this is 1937. The band's been going for about 2 years, and it's headed up by Bob Crosby. He, of course, was the brother of Bing. Had a very fine baritone himself, and he is heading up this orchestra, and he sings with the orchestra from time to time, but I don't believe he's singing for us today. The band itself was one of the best around, and it was made up of some fantastic musicians. And many of them were songwriters and arrangers. And we'll hear a song from one of the band members today, and that's Bob Haggart. And the song is called Dogtown Blues. And that'll be Bob Crosby and his orchestra, Dogtown Blues, from 1937. And we'll start with Red Norvo and his all-star sextet from 1944, The Man I Love. Thank you. That was a great rendition by the Bob Crosby Orchestra of the song Dogtown Blues from 1937, written by band member Bob Haggart. I don't believe I've ever played that song before, and it was a great one. And a great orchestra, too. And we started out with the Red Norvo and All-Star Sextet, The Man I Love from 1944. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to original recordings taken from many years ago. This morning in particular, from the 1930s through to, I believe, 1961. It's our most recent recording. We've got some lovely singers for you, some very fine small groups, and a few of the big bands around at the time. Our next recording is from 1954, and it's from a small group, and it's a group led by trumpeter Chet Baker. Well, he has to be one of the great trumpeters of the century and had a delightful, mellow tone to his wonderful playing. He also sang for us from time to time. I'm not sure if he's singing for us today. I don't think so. But he's playing with his group, his quartet, with Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. The song they will bring this morning to us is written by Victor Young and Ned Washington, and it is a jazz classic, Stella by Starlight. We'll follow that up with another small group, this time from 1943, and another jazz classic. The song is Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. I know I've heard that before, and I'm sure you have too. A very famous song from way back when. The group is called Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. And they were a stalwart for the Commodore label, which started up, I think, around 1938 and went on for several decades. Wonderful independent label. I think they produced altogether almost 1,000 recordings. Great contribution to jazz. The song is written by Charles Warfield and Clarence Williams. Wild Bill is joining us on his trumpet. We'll hear Edmund Hall on clarinet, George Brunies trombone, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and George Wetling on drums. Lots of familiar names to those who enjoy the Commodore label. They were often in the studio. And this morning, we'll hear from them with Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. And then we're going to hear a singer. And this is from 1961, and I haven't featured him for quite a while. I'm going to make up for that this morning. And that is Billy Eckstine. What a wonderful, rich voice he had. And a very successful singer. He started out in his early days working with Earl Hines, the great pianist and band. He's now in his solo career, and he's going to bring us this morning a song written by Cole Porter. It was featured in the musical Rosalie in 1937, I gather, where it was introduced on screen by Nelson Eddy. But we're going to hear Billy Eckstine bring us In the Still of the Night, another jazz classic. And we'll start with Chet Baker, Stella by Starlight.
A tune that I learned while I was playing with Stan Getz on the West Coast just a few months ago, Stella by Starlight.
as I gaze from my window at the moon and its light, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, when the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, dear, I love you. Are you my life to be, my dream come true? Or will this dream of mine fade out of sight? Like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill, in the chill still is I love you. Are you my life to be, my dream come true? Or will this dream of mine fade?
Gorgeous tones of Billy Eckstein with that wonderful baritone, bringing us the Cole Porter number In the Still of the Night from 1961. Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores brought us Baby, Won't You Please Come Home from 1943, and we started out with the legendary Chet Baker and his quartet, Stella by Starlight from 1954. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, my name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning, as I usually do on Sunday mornings, I'm sharing with you songs from days gone by, original recordings by the singers and the musicians who graced the recording studios, the silver screen, and the Broadway stage, back from the 1920s through to the 1960s. And we're going to go to 1945 for our next recording. And that is from a group led by drummer Ray Baduk. The group's called Ray Baduk and His Bobcats, and it's aptly named because it's a small group carved out of the Bob Crosby Orchestra. Now, we heard from Bob and his orchestra earlier on this morning, and we're going to hear from this small group now with lots of personnel from that great orchestra. And it's from 1945, as I mentioned. The song is called When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. It was written by Gene Austin, Jimmy McHugh, and Irving Mills. And joining Ray in the studio, Nate Casabier on trumpet, Brad Gowans on trombone, Matty Matlock clarinet, Eddie Miller, as so often, on tenor sax, Stan Reitzman on piano, Nappy Lamar, a great guitarist, Morty Korb on bass, and of course, as I mentioned, Ray Baduc on drums. And following the Bobcats, we will hear from another small group. In fact, all three of our recordings in this set are from small groups. But the group we will hear after Ray Baduc is led by Sidney de Paris. It's called Sidney de Paris' Blue Note Stompers. And this is a recording made in 1951 by the group. The song that they're going to bring us this morning is called Panama, another jazz classic written by William Tyers and Carl Sigman. It's quite an interesting lineup. We have Omar Simeon on clarinet, and I've played a few from Omar. He was an excellent clarinetist and worked a lot with Jelly Roll Morton back, I believe, in the 20s. And here he is in the 1950s, still going strong. Sidney, of course, on trumpet, Jimmy Archie on trombone, Bob Green on piano, Pops Foster, the great bassist, and Joseph Smith on drums. And that will be Panama. And we will round out the set with a recording from 1944 from Miff Mole, wonderful trombonist, and his Nixieland Band. This is a recording of the song Peg of My Heart, which was written by Alfred Bryan and Fred Fisher. And it features, in addition to Miff on trombone, Bobby Hackett on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Eddie Condon on guitar, Gene Schroeder on piano, Bob Casey on bass, and George Grosso on drums. And that will be Peg of My Heart. And we will hear now from Ray Baduc and his Bobcats, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street.
Thank you.
with a wonderful group led by Miff Bowl called his Nixieland Band, bringing us a recording from 1944, Peg of My Heart, written by Alfred Bryan and Fred Fisher. Before Miff, we heard from Sidney de Paris and his Blue Note Stompers with the song Panama from 1951, and we started out with Ray Baduc and his Bobcats from 1945, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we've been listening to some wonderful recordings of great jazz from the 1930s through to the 1960s. We've got a couple more songs for you this morning, and we're going to go now to Billy Butterfield. And he led a wonderful big band in the late 40s. And we will hear a recording from them from that year, 1947. He was a very fine trumpeter in his own right and made many recordings over his very long career in smaller group formats, and did a lot of touring and a lot of appearances in the recording studio, for which we are truly grateful. This morning, the band is bringing us a song written by Benny Moten, another band leader, and it's called Moten Stomp. And that will be Billy Butterfield.
Thank you.
we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have one more for you this morning, and we'll get to that in just a moment. And thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our music from many years ago. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments to bring us 2 hours of wonderful jazz for us this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. Well, for our final number this morning, we're going to hear again from Billy Eckstine. I said I hadn't played him very often, and we're certainly making up for that today. In this final number of the show, he is joined by Sarah Vaughan, so it's two big voices, wonderful singers from the 1950s and later on. This is from 1957. From an LP that they made at the time called Passing Strangers, which was Billy and Sarah performing the music of Irving Berlin. And the one that they're going to bring us right now, coming up, is called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep. I can't remember a worse December, just watch those icicles fall.
Or do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Off with my overcoat, off with my glove.
You don't need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows high, but we
care how much it may storm.
I've got my love to keep me warm.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but we
over with my overcoat, over with my glove.